Well, welcome back to another episode of Winning Through Culture. I am really excited. Today, I have a very special guest with me. So Casey Cording with Right Now Media at Work is on the podcast. And today we get the opportunity to not only talk about Right Now Media at Work, but also really how a platform like that can promote culture, self-development, ultimately blending into employee retention and support of employee care. So Casey, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm thrilled to be here today.
Awesome. Well, cool. So from a standpoint of how we've really structured laying out a foundation and talking about building a culture that ultimately is sustainable, you know, our listeners love to hear real life experiences and stories about how there are so many resources out there available, whether it is at a small scale, a large scale. So this is a great opportunity for us to talk just a little bit about how a platform like Right Now Media at Work can help improve business performance, also the office environment, whether that is work from home, as we've all been doing lately, or if you are physically back in your space. And then ultimately, just the employee engagement and retention strategy that you're looking to build as an enhancement and part of just a culture in general. So we will hop right in. It is a new year. Hard to believe that 2022 is here. And I know that many organizations are working diligently to really focus on well-being. That's definitely a theme that we have seen, not necessarily just because of COVID, but it definitely is something that has come up time and time again in conversation. So can you share a little bit about your history getting started with Right Now Media at Work and what resources you kind of find are most valuable when you're having conversations with business owners?
Right. Yeah. So Right Now Media at Work came about around 6 years ago. We had been previously known to work with churches. So Right Now Media is a platform that began around 11 or 12 years ago as a streaming service for churches. And through that, we partnered with a number of business leaders, and they brought up the fact that, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of content out there for business leaders to just provide not only professional development, but also, you know, employee care resources for their team. So that is really the beginning of Right Now Media at Work, was sort of a culmination of conversations we had had with business leaders about how do we institute something that can be a help for their culture in their businesses to care for their employees and also help kind of level up their employees as well. So we have, over the years, really honed in on what we call better at home, better at work. What we know is that a lot of the struggles that people have are things that they're dealing with in their home life. You know, their marriage, their parenting, their finances. I mean, a lot of mental health as well. So we want to help sort of balance out the resources that we have for the employees that are their personal care resources, but also in their work life have resources that just help them, you know, develop their professional skills. If you're in management, we have leadership content. If you're an employee that wants to sort of strengthen some skills, we have lots of tools that do that as well. But it's a both and platform, the way I look at it. So we refer to it as almost a digital EAP. Mm. So there are things that you can look at 24/7, and EAPs are great, and a lot of companies that I work with use them. But what we know is that they have to ask to use them, and then there has to be time to utilize them as well. And so those times are not necessarily available for everyone. So this resource just allows some, and again, it's all video driven, if I didn't mention that before, available at all hours of the day and night. And so if people are really struggling with stress or anxiety, there are videos that help with that content that really kind of hone in on those subjects. If they are struggling in their marriage or just need some help with finance, again, 10, 11 o'clock at night, they can log in and watch content that might be of assistance to them. So that's really been the sort of focus for us at Right Now Media at Work is really just to help to develop the professional, but also to care for the employees. And so that's been really the birth of Right Now Media at Work.
Well, and I think you said it well in the sense that it definitely is better at home, better at work. And a lot of times when we're talking about small business owners or entrepreneurs, whether they've thought about an on-demand platform like Right Now Media at Work before or not, there's this accessibility factor that I think is really important because we're all in a very consumer-driven environment today. So I can get on my phone and I can have something immediately downloaded. And that is very much a tangibility that people are looking for. And it doesn't mean that it's content that has to be driven through the business, so to speak. It's accessible in a way that based on what, you know, and I'll use me as the example, I want to learn about, I want to watch. I have that ability to build my own library, which I think is really cool because we're all constantly dealing with, as you said, different factors that either parlay into stress, or maybe it's something about finances, or maybe it is, I just want to be a better leader, a better mentor, a better coach. Whatever it looks like, you know, there's definitely a library of content that I can pick and choose from and have almost instant access to. And I can do it on demand. I can do it on my own time, like you said, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, or whenever I have spare time. And our relationship started really during the pandemic because it was an opportunity that both Tim and I saw in the ability for us to offer that on-demand, that constant interaction where people could, without having to tell me that they were stressed out or they were struggling or whatever, they could just have the access to the platform, go in and actually have that content available to them. And some of the commentary that I got once we instituted it, and everybody uses the platform differently, which I think is really great, but it was more around the fact that it was accessible for all ages. So even if they were working from home, which of course we all were at one point, and they had children at home, there was content like VeggieTales that was available that they could stream and use. And it's educational, but it also provided an outlet that was beyond something that they were getting from the educational system that their children were involved in. So I think it's really important to kind of note that across multiple businesses, across culture, workspace, whatever it looks like, a resource like this is something to be considered. It definitely is an investment, but at the end of the day, everybody defines a culture differently. And when we think about having a healthy culture, I think it's important that we acknowledge that accessibility of how the person wants to consume and what they want to consume. And so I would be interested, you know, when you're talking with business owners or relationship managers, people that are either starting or have already installed a platform like Right Now Media at Work, like, what are you hearing from them that ultimately is helping them shape their cultures?
Right. Yeah. No. And we do. So I partner with the larger businesses. That's my role. But we partner with businesses around the 5-mark employee all the way up to multi-thousand employees. And the reason is that they wanted to, you know, we can always find, like you said, there's lots of things to download and lots of things to look up, but we wanted, they are saying that they wanted to provide sort of a tool, like there's a resource that has so many tools that they can help. And usually it's been defined by their core values, you know, their mission, like how are they wanting to care for their team? And so really Right Now Media at Work tends to fit into their mission or their value system. So caring for their employees and providing not only listening to feedback, but also helping to grow their employees. So usually when I talk to you, those are one of my first questions. Tell me what it is that you want, why you signed up. Like, what was the reason that you signed up? And generally it was, well, gosh, we not only do you have all of these leadership tools, but you also have things that we can say, hey, this is for you and, you know, to care for you and your family. We are concerned about your well-being. We as a company value you. And so that really has kind of been how we have partnered with the companies is that they really have a heart for not only their employees, but also for their employees' families. And, you know, they really want kind of that overall care for their team. And so the culture that they've defined as it's been communicating and creating space and challenging and encouraging their teams, they have then sort of absorbed Right Now Media into that part of it so that it really is an additional extension of them caring and growing their employees. So when I talk to my companies, it really is that they have a desire to really help their team out in multifaceted ways.
Well, and one of the things that I really enjoyed in working with you and your team is the ability of the customization that I built out as part of our firm level page is what I'm going to call it, right? So when someone logs into the platform, there's all this amazing content that's available. Everything from Patrick Lencioni all the way, like I said, VeggieTales, like it spans the gamut. And I was still able to go in and build channels, like you said, based on our core values as an organization. And for those who have listened to Winning Through Culture, either it might be your second or third time, or maybe you've listened to every episode, you know, I'm kind of constantly talking about our core values and the importance of those and the fact that we live them. They are breathing. It is not something that is just on the wall or that we talk about on a call occasionally. And so our platform that we have integrated through Right Now Media at Work is based on our core values, is based on those things that we have, you know, put the line in the sand and said, this is who we are and this is what we stand for. And the content has been so easy to parlay and say, here are some recommendations based on those core values for the organization that I think would be interesting and engaging for if you don't know where to start with the library of content, kind of start here, which I think is really good. And then we've had a lot of turmoil in general in the world, and there is content that helps people manage and deal with change. And that is something that I think is so important because we live in a constant society of change. That's like the one thing we can count on. And most people are not as forthright to say that they might have some anxiety towards it or don't really know how to handle change or in general are just fearful of change. And so I think kind of talking through maybe some of those core curriculum items that y'all have built in would be beneficial for people, even if the Right Now Media at Work platform is not something that you've thought of before, but really just kind of a resource to think through, okay, if I am going to offer some type of on-demand content, here are some things thematically that most organizations focus on when they're trying to support employee well-being, care, and then that extension of growth, and then ultimately, you know, supporting their families.
Right, right. Yeah, so the great thing, and like you mentioned, there are ways that you can use Right Now Media at Work to really, I call it brand to your vision. So whether it's core values or purpose statements or mission statements, we can really create the content that's specifically important to you. I work with a lot of different companies, and of course, every company is going to be different in what is important to them. But the nice feature that Right Now Media has is that we can really create, like you're saying, a landing page that really showcases the content that is specifically geared toward you and your company. The nice thing too is that, and I didn't mention, there is a confidentiality. So if you have an employee that logs in and they are watching content, maybe we do have things that talk about, we talked about mental health, we also have resources on addiction. And so they can be certain that the content that they're viewing is not being publicized to the team. The management will never know that Joe Smith is watching this video. We really want it to be a safe space for people to utilize the resource. But in talking about the resources, we've got 20,000 videos on the platform and it's growing constantly. We can really help people, and my role is to really come alongside the businesses and to help them utilize it to the best of their ability. So if we really want to focus on some initiatives you know, in the new year, we can really hone in on those. I just spoke to a company this morning that has kind of 19, they call it their roadmap. So there's 19 different words that are important to them for their company. And so we're going to find as much as we can content that goes along with those so that they can really then sort of push that vision for the next year that focuses in on those 19 principles for them. Again, always happy to help my customers, but we can really, really configure the content so that it is specific to your needs. And then your employees can have the freedom to save and bookmark content to come back to. They don't have to feel like they log in one day and they have 20,000 videos and, oh my gosh, what am I going to look at? I've got to do all of this. Well, they can bookmark it so that they can come back to it later. And it runs the gamut, like we talked about. We have VeggieTales and we have such great content for kiddos, you know, and it's broken down by age bracket. But then we also have resources specifically for men and specifically for women. And we have content that deals with teamwork and communication. We have things that deal with culture. We have videos that are specific to leadership. And then we have content that's specific to if you wanted to start a small group in your team. We've got resources for that as well. So you can create your own bookshelf for yourself. And then, you know, as we've done with you, Amanda, we can create a bookshelf. You know, I call it a library shelf almost. They're called channels, but that is really more focused on what the company wants and what the company is about. And so it can be both. It can be resources that are specific to the individual that you can save for future look, but then we can also really kind of create and cultivate specific topics and ideas that the company really wants to hone in on.
Well, and then listening to you, I think from a standpoint of whether it's a small business, a large business, a medium-sized business, however you want to define that, there are tools and resources that are available for the leader. And I think that's one that is really cool and something to think about because as you are either considering, you know, maybe you're expanding your team, maybe you've been one or two or 12 people, and now you need to be double that, triple that, whatever, given the environment that you're in, those pieces on teamwork and the ability to kind of organize yourself and your thoughts as a leader and being intentional with that process is pretty cool. And I think too, when you're working with an organization, there's a certain level of lift that you get when you are able to not only say, okay, here's a book that I think you should read, go get it on Amazon, versus let's log into Right Now Media at Work and actually work through almost like a case study. And I think that was one of the things that was most eye-opening for me was that there's almost like TED Talk type content where I'm just consuming it. I'm listening and I'm hearing, digesting. But there's also that book club element or study guide element that goes along with a lot of the content too. And one of the things that I was really engaged in and continue to be is we actually, through a lot of conversation, a lot of dialogue, and actually receiving a lot of feedback, we instituted a more formalized race relations study group. And the content that we actually work through for that group is based out of Right Now Media at Work. There's some amazing discussions and dialogues and videos that can help you as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, institute and have those conversations where it's not all on you to go out and find, whether it's a reading material, whether it's a video to share. You have, again, going back to that library of content, you have that that's accessible to you that then you can share with others, invite them into the conversation, and ultimately have a place to go and say, okay, I would like you to do X, Y, and Z, and we're going to have a dialogue around it. And you don't have to piecemeal it together from all these different places on the internet or buy a book or whatever that looks like. So in your conversations with organizations that have onboarded to the platform, have used it in different ways, where have you seen the most lift in a cultural sense by engaging as, you know, a leader that says, they raise their hand and say, we need a platform like this.
Right. Yeah. So there's so many different ways that companies use it. Sometimes people just provide it. Like, here it is. These are resources for you. And it's just a benefit. The way that I see that it really works well is we have a number of companies that use them for lunch and learns. So they can provide, you know, we have all these videos. Often the videos come with study guides or participation handouts. So it's really, really easy to sort of institute a lunch and learn program. We have actually just recently built out what we call toolkits so that anybody, not just on a corporate level, but in a department level, division level, could roll out a leadership development plan, because we've created the email templates and the promotional materials. So this way, it's really easy to just sort of push out a new program without having to worry about how much time that it takes to build these out. We also on the resource have what we call interactive training. And interactive training are just pre-built modules based on the content that we have. So you mentioned Patrick Lencioni, we have John Maxwell and Henry Cloud, and John Acuff is a great speaker that we've partnered with. And so what we've done is we've created training modules so that the videos are embedded, plus the questions are also as well in the program, so that you can send it out and have your employees do the training, or they can initiate them on themselves. I have a really great company in Georgia that he created almost an earnings program, let's call it, through self-directed training. So he told all of his managers and supervisors, hey, here are so many, I think we probably have close to 100 of these training modules under our interactive training. They're called courses. And he said, you go in once a month, do a course, take a screenshot when you're done and tell me what your takeaway was. And then they earn a gift card. Well, over the course of 10 months, there have been over 200 of these courses done, because one, there was a benefit involved for them to do it. But he said that the win was, it's again, self-directed. They could find the time in the course of a month to accomplish the training. They could pick whatever topic they wanted, whether it was teamwork or communication, or there's even some content on finance and marriage that they could pick. And then they were really excited to be able to accomplish it in the time that they needed to within the month, and then just submit it at the end. And he said that his feedback has been so great because they're able to really pick the topic that's important to them, where they maybe feel like they need to grow. And he's really seen great excitement by his team. And again, he's not sending it out, so he's not having to navigate who's done it and who hasn't. The self-directedness has been a real win for him and his team, so that they can go in and they can find the content. And again, it's available to anybody that has access to Right Now Media. There's a lot of different ways that companies use it, but I mean, we just find that the encouragement comes from the top, obviously, you know, right. Excitement and the promotion of the content is really best done when it comes internally.
Well, and I think when you're discussing how leaders are being really intentional with it and whether they build that into a reward program, mm-hmm. or just an employee engagement strategy in general, I think some of the really cool pieces that have come from Right Now Media at Work, at least when I log in, I love the newly added, because I'm always looking and saying, okay, how am I growing as a leader? Whether you actually have someone that you manage, or you have 20 people that you lead, or you're the president of the company, or you're not, it doesn't really matter. There's always something that you can do to continue to develop yourself. And that's a lot of how we personally use the platform at our firm. And one of the new ones that's on there now is how to lead when you're not in charge. And it talks about leveraging influence. And so one of the programs that we've been able to institute in our organization is what we consider our emerging leaders. And so we have actually used some of those content pieces that are available. Again, it's plug and play, because we say, hey, here are 20 things that you can pick from to develop your leadership skills. And we're going to be pulling pieces from all of them in our dialogues on a monthly, quarterly, annual basis, because we want to be able to develop that next generation of leaders in our organization and ultimately in the community that we serve. So I think there's multiple facets to it, and there's 100 different ways you could go about using the platform. But I know that if you're just starting out as an entrepreneur, or maybe you don't have the budget that we would all love to have, right? You don't have X, Y, and Z dollars to throw at all these different resources. If you were having a conversation with a business, and I know you work with larger businesses as part of your role with Right Now Media at Work, is there anything that you would kind of point someone to say, okay, maybe the platform you don't have the financial capacity for it right now, but here's like one or two things that I would consider doing that you've seen, you know, have some lift, and then ultimately they kind of come back a year later and say, hey, I have the money now. I really want to be able to offer this to all of my employees or my leadership team or whatever that structure ends up looking like.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's sort of two different directions, Lynn, like you're saying. In the professional development realm, there's so many resources out there. And I think, like you're saying, just searching for those, maybe the topics that you feel like you really need to grow in. I mean, we live in this great world of YouTube and Vimeo where there's just, you know, no end to content. I mean, some good, some bad, honestly.
Right. But there's a minefield there. You have to work.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. But I think that doing some introspection on where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are, and, you know, growing the weaknesses, really, that's the key. So, and also researching or looking at people that you admire, you know, in leadership. What are their skill sets and where do you want to grow in that? So maybe making a list of that and then finding content that would sort of level you up in those particular areas. I think when we talk about the employee care, listening to your employees is huge. And it's not just about this very, what would you call it, like really formal sit down at the desk and tell me what's on your mind. But, you know, those ins and outs of, you know, at the coffee pot and or whatever, the Keurig, whatever you have. What's going on? How are things going? And really listening to what's going on in your employee's life. I mean, that's the hardship. When I've talked to companies, it's not generally the day-to-day at work that is the weighted on their shoulder moments. It's the things that are going on at home that are really taking so much of their attention and energy. And so, you know, just seeing how you can be a carer of your team and what are the things that could benefit them, because it's not a one size fit all, obviously, and different levels and sizes of companies are going to have different needs. But it's just finding out how to best care and encourage and support your employees. And I think that anybody who really has a company and has people work for them really wants and desires to care for their team, or I would hope that they would. But those are the things, just finding ways to be, you know, and I speak in terms of blessing. So be a way to bless the people that you are in leadership over. And I think that's kind of an important step for any leader.
Yeah. And I have to, and honestly could not agree with you more. I think for anybody who's listening to this podcast, you have heard us say, and I will continue to shout it from the rooftops, that at the end of the day, it really is about hearing and actually listening for what they're not saying. Mm-hmm. So yeah. When you have that dialogue, and whether you're back in the office or you're still doing a hybrid or you're still virtual, just taking the time to actually, and I heard this a really long time ago, and I try to practice it, of being where your feet are. So even if it is over Zoom or Teams or whatever, but just taking that moment to say, how are you doing? What's going on in your life right now? Because that will parlay so much and give you so much information as to how they are feeling, not only at home, but also in their work environment. Because this whole concept of work-life balance, it's not equal in any way, shape, or form where it's 50-50. It is, at some point, it's more of a, it's a spectrum of sometimes your home life is going to require more energy, more focus, and that's okay. And sometimes it's going to be more heavy in the workspace. but making sure that you're coming back to center as a leader, as an entrepreneur, small business owner, if you have a partner or if you have employees or associates or whatever terminology you use for them, that at the end of the day, you're taking that moment to be where your feet are. So if it's on Zoom, I guess where your chair is, but that you're having that dialogue and then you're able to take what you're hearing from them and pull together some content, some resources that they can use and consume when they're ready. Because I think that's the key. Mm-hmm. It's not everybody, they might say something. That doesn't mean that they are at a space in which they're ready to receive maybe the advice you have or the resource you want to provide, but really allowing them to process what's going on both at home and at work, knowing that sometimes one area of their life is going to need more attention than the other, and that it's a spectrum and it kind of slides between. But again, having that conversation and being able to say, okay, I hear you. I get it. Here's what I can do now. And here's what we could do in the future, which I think is important as people are looking at building in resources and benefits. Again, talking about employee well-being. And when I say that, I mean both that development and growth side professionally, but again, also on the employee care side.
Right, right. So we've done in our team and then a number of teams I've worked with, just highs and lows. Mm-hmm. Having those, especially since we're not in the office, especially since we're not standing at the coffee pot or at the counter in the break room, you know, really that normal connection that we have all had in the workplace that may or may not be coming back depending on your company and your industry. But just still that connection is so important. And if we're talking about a team, you know, and if we work for a company, we're in a team, then there still needs to have that. We need to rely on each other and have that same sort of interpersonal connection that we had before. And that's still as important, if not more important, when we're in these little boxes. So
yes, we like to always say like the Brady Bunch screen, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Always, we even did trivia just recently. It's a fun way people, we always say kind of like back by popular demand, people, we've always had a territory that's much larger than where my feet are, right? Geographically located. So having the ability to hop on a Zoom and just do trivia with a group that's kind of all over the Carolinas and even some other states is really cool. And again, I do it from a standpoint of the ability to see their faces, and I could care less if there's 5 people on or if there's 100 people on. It doesn't matter to me. I get to laugh a lot, which is just great. And it's also educational, but it's continuing to grow. And that's one of the things that is, if I think about just employee well-being in general, there's great resources like Right Now Media at Work. And there's also tons of other things you can do that if you don't have that financial capital right now that you can invest in and you can start to intentionally move your culture. And I think that is really important because you have one, you have a culture, whether you were intentional about building it or not, whether you are 2 people or 500 people or somewhere in between or even more than that. So really just taking a step back, looking at it and saying, okay, here are some of the resources that I can provide. And here are some other ways that I can make sure that I am being intentional, at least with what I'm putting out into the world, right? As I'm bringing people into my organization. And really talking about, as we discussed earlier, those core principles, values, your mission statement, whatever you want to call it, right. At the end of the day, just really being authentic with it and then just being true to who you say you are and how you go about making sure that those that are surrounding you live and breathe those principles, core values, et cetera, day in, day out, whether it is in person or if it's virtual, like we are all, so many of us today, working through.
Right. No, that's so true. And I think that, like you said, you have a culture, whether it was intentional or not, but you can always shift that as well. Like,
absolutely.
Just really decide who you are and what's the trajectory of that for your company. And then just getting people on board with it. Everybody knows who you are, whether or not that's what you want right now, but you can obviously shift the dynamic of that so that it's a place and environment that everybody is excited about being a part of and everybody's on board with the mission.
Absolutely. So,
Yeah.
Well, Casey, I really appreciated you being with me today, sharing a little bit more about Right Now Media work for those that are interested in that as a resource and an ability to, again, support both on a professional side, but also an employee care perspective and just the conversation in general. Our partnership has been great over the last couple of years. And I know you shared some real life stories of how you've interacted with some of your clients and some of those more, I'm going to put in air quotes, testimonials that you've gotten. But from a Lyft perspective for us, I really just enjoy how easy the platform is to use, the accessibility of it, and then ultimately the fact that it is confidential. So when someone is dealing with something, and you even said it's like a digital employee assistant program, right? It's online so people can use it and consume it when and where it makes sense for them. It definitely is an enhancement. It's something that's complimentary and definitely can align with helping you stay impactful and relevant. So Casey, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, I'm so glad I got to join you today. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, until next time, we hope that you found this information to be impactful and relevant. And we look forward to seeing you again on a future episode of Winning Through Culture.